Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1438 of our trek, and our focus on Friday is future technologies and societal advances. So we call it Futuristic Friday. My personality is one that I have always been very future-oriented. Since my childhood, I have yearned for exploration and discovery of new technologies and advancements for the future. I grew up on the original Star Trek series, and even today, while I'm on my 64th revolution of this sun, I still dream of traveling into space. Each week, we will explore rapidly converging technologies and advancements which will radically change our lives. At times, the topics may sound a bit like something from a science fiction novel, but each area we will explore is already well on its way of becoming a reality over the next couple of decades. To keep with our theme of Ask Gramps, I will put our weekly topics in the form of a question to help us to get on track. So this week's question is, hey Gramps, last week you shared how augmented reality will impact our world. What are some of the hardware and apps which will allow AR to become a reality in everyday life? So today's topics will be augmented reality, hardware, and apps. Last week on Futuristic Friday, we did explore how augmented reality will impact our world. Today we will drill down and look at some of the hardware and apps which may drive this impact. Our world is in a disruptive mode, which will speed up the exponential technology that is changing our world today. I am using some of the information mentioned in Peter Diamandis' blog and his book, The Future is Faster Than You Think. Today, as adults in the U.S., we spend over 9 hours a day looking at screens. That counts for more than one-third of our livelihoods. We may be allocating even more screen time during the COVID-19 pandemic. Yet even though these screens serve as a portal to 90% of our media consumption, screens continually define and constrain how and where we consume content, and displays as we think of them today may very soon become obsolete. Writing new advancements in hardware and connectivity, augmented reality, or AR, is set to replace the 2D interfaces and allow us to see through a digital information layer. Ultimately, AR headsets will immerse us in compelling stories of learn everywhere education and even gamified work tasks. As an example, if you want to play AR Star Wars, you could be battling the Empire on your way to work, in your cubicle, in the cafeteria, in the bathroom, and beyond. We got our first taste of AR real-world gamification in 2016 when Nintendo released Pokemon Go. Thus began the greatest cartoon character turkey shoot in history. With 5 million daily users, 65 million monthly users, and over $2 billion in revenue, the virtual overlay experience remains one for the books. In the years since, similar AR apps have exploded. Once thick and bulky, AR glasses are becoming increasingly lightweight, stylish, and unobtrusive. And over the next 15 years, AR portals will become almost unnoticeable as hardware rapidly dematerializes. Companies like Mojo Vision are even rumored to be developing an AR contact lens slated to offer us heads-up display capabilities. There will be no glasses required at all. In the second installation of our 5-part AR episode series, we are doing a deep dive into the various apps, headsets, and lenses on the market today, along with their projected growth. Let's take a look. First, let's look at mobile AR. We have already begun to sample AR extraordinary functions through mobile smartphone apps, and the growth of the market is only accelerating. Snap, the company that created Snapchat, recently announced that it has raised $1 billion in short-term debt to invest in media content acquisition and AR features. Both Apple and Google are racing to deploy phones with the prerequisite infrastructure to support hyper-realistic AR. In the I.O. space, developers use ARKit in the iPhone software from versions SE to the latest generation X to bring high-definition AR experiences to life. Apple CEO Tim Cook has repeatedly emphasized his belief that AR will change the way we use technology forever. While recent rumors reveal the company's AR glasses projects has been discontinued, Apple's foray into AR is far from over. Last year, the tech giant published many job postings for AR and VR experts. Although somewhat speculative, Apple is likely waiting for the consumer market to mature before releasing its first-generation AR glasses, or pivoting towards an entirely new AR hardware product. For now, Apple seems to be promoting extensive hardware advancements showcased in its A12 Bionic chip, not to mention the variety of apps available in the App Store. Here are just some of the examples. In the productivity realm, IKEA allows the users to try furniture in their home by taking a picture and then experimenting with the styles and sizing before ordering online. Or take Vuforia Chalk, a novel AR tool that helps customers fix appliances with real-time virtual assistants. As users direct the smartphone cameras towards some troublesome appliance, remote tech support workers can draw on consumer screen to guide them through the repair steps. As to the AR playground, Monster Park brings Jurassic Park dinosaurs into any landscape you desire, immersing you in a modern-day Mesozoic era. Meanwhile, Dance Reality guides you through detailed steps and timing of countless dance steps. In the virtually immersive learning, BBC Civilization lets you hold, spin, and view x-rays of ancient artifacts while listening to historical narrations. WWF's Free Rivers transforms your tabletops into natural landscapes, from the Himalayas to the African Sahara, allowing you to digitally manipulate entire ecosystems to understand better how water flow affects habitats. Yet for Android users, options are just as varied. Based on the Android software-compatible AR core used by developers, while the recently announced Google Glass Enterprise 2 aims to capture enterprise clients, Android smartphone hardware provides remarkable AR experiences for everyday consumers. For sheer doodling, Doodle Lens brings your doodles to life, transforming paper drawings into 3D animated figures that you can place and manipulate in your physical environment. And even more directly, Just a Line allows anyone to create 3D drawings within a physical surrounding, making space itself an endless canvas. Learn as you travel. Google Translate can now take an image of any foreign street sign, menu, or label and provide instantaneous translation in real time. And Beyond Earthbound Adventures, the now open-source sky map guides you through the constellations across the night sky. Even alter your body with Ink Hunter, which allows you to preview any potential tattoo designs on your own skin. Or, as is familiar to younger folks, change your look with Snapchat's computer vision-derived filters, which already reached 90% of the 12 to 24-year-olds in the U.S. But what about some of the hardware that will drive these? Let's look at some leading headsets. Although the number of AR headsets breaking into the market may seem overwhelming, a few top contenders are now pushing the envelope of everything from wide field of vision immersion to applications in enterprise companies. Let's look at the highest resolution ones first. DreamGlass. Connected to the PC or Android-based smartphone, DreamWorld's headset will offer 2.5K resolution in each lens, beating out full HD resolution screens, but now in AR. Now flooded by investments, resolution improvements minimize pixel size, reducing the screen door effect, whereby pixels' boundaries disrupt the image like a screen mesh, offering unprecedented levels of hand-to-head tracking precision. The headset even figures 6 degrees of freedom, axis of the directional rotation. With a flexible software development kit, or SDK, supported by Unity and Android, the device is highly accessible to developers, making it a ready candidate for countless immersive experiences. Already at $619, the DreamGlass and comparable technologies are rapidly falling in price while at the same time improving in capabilities. What is the best enterprise or corporate level glasses? Google Glass Enterprise Edition 2 takes this spot. In just 4 years, since Google released their latest iteration, the Google Glass has gotten significant upgrade, now geared with an 8-megapixel camera, detachable lenses, vastly increased battery life, faster connectivity, and ultra-high-performing Snapdragon XR1 CPU. Already, the glass lenses has been sold to over 100 businesses, including GE, Agriculture Machinery Manufacturer Arco, and health record company Digital Health. Perhaps most remarkable is the money AR can make for your business. Using the glass, GE has increased productivity by 25%, and DHL has improved supply chain efficiency by 15%, while only currently available for business. The new and improved AR glasses stand at $999 and will continue to ride the plummeting production cost. What about the lenses in democratized AR? Vuzix blades resembling chunky Oakley sunglasses, the smart glasses are extraordinarily portable with built-in Android OS as well as both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connection. Designed for everyday consumer use, at the price point of $700, the Vuzix blade is slowly chipping away at smartphone functionality. For easy to control of the intuitive interface, a touchpad on devices' temples allow consumers to display everything from social media platforms to user messages to light AR experiences. Meanwhile, an 8 million pixel HD camera makes your phone camera null and void, allowing users to remain immersed in their experiences while digitally capturing it at the same time. All the while, built-in Alexa capabilities and vibration alerts extends users' experience beyond pure vision stimulation. The fourth one is the widest field of view. Microsoft's HoloLens 2. The newly announced headset leads the industry to a 43-degree by 29-degree field of view, more than doubles the 2016 release predecessor's capability. This drastic increase in visual immersiveness is far from the only device improvement. For improved long-use comfort, the headset's centers of gravity now rest on the top of the head, moving away from the typical front-loaded lenses. An even more novel functionality, tiny cameras on the nose bridge, verifies the user's identification by scanning the wearer's eyes and customizing the display based on the distance between their pupils. Once accompanied by emotion-deducing AI, now under development, this tracking technology can even evolve and intuitively predict the user's desires and emotional feedback in future models. Geared with Qualcomm's 850 mobile processor and Microsoft's own AI engine built in, HoloLens's potential is limitless. The next one is the lens's class of comfort. Magic Leap 1, weighing only 0.8 pounds, this headset provides one of the most lightweight experiences available today, with a 40-degree by 30-degree field of view, just barely eclipsed by Microsoft's HoloLens 2. En route to dematerialization, Magic Leap merely requires a light pack attachment in the wearer's pocket connected via cable to the goggles. A handheld controller additionally contains a touchpad, haptic feedback, and 6 degrees of freedom motion sensing. Meanwhile, light sensors make digital renderings even more realistic as they reflect physical light into the viewer's space. Teasing AR's future convergence with AI Magic Leap even features virtual human Mica, which responds to user emotions detected through eye tracking by returning a smile or offering a friendly gesture. Here are some final thoughts about AR and the hardware and apps that will drive it. As headsets plummet in price and size, AR will rapidly permeate household over the next decade. Once we have mastered headsets and smart glasses, AR-enabled contact lenses will make our virtually enhanced worlds around us second nature. Even brain chip interfaces will directly interface to our neural signals to provide instantaneous, seamlessly intuitive connections, merging our minds with limitless troves of knowledge, rich human connection, and never before possible experiences. While only approaching the curve, these pioneering mobile app and novel headset technologies explored above will give rise to the most revolutionary industries yet to be seen, one that will fundamentally transform our lives. Over the next few Futuristic Fridays, we will learn the ins and outs of AR's technology before it initiates a revolutionary shift across every known industry, not to mention countless new ones. Being able to gain wisdom and knowledge about future technologies will help us as we continue to build God's kingdom here on earth. And Proverbs chapter 24, verse 14 tells us, in the same way, wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, you will have a bright future and your hopes will not be cut short. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Futuristic Friday for another interesting question about our future on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,437 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcasting journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you on Monday.